Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
She's a strong personality.
She's a very strong personality.
Would she be fun on this show?
Oh, yes, for sure.
All right, let's get her on the show.
Was a practicing attorney, now a consultant in diversity inclusion.
She's an attorney? She was an attorney? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I rescind the invitation. I'm so sorry.
And now she's suing us for taking the invitation back.
Okay, and, you know, we have a limited amount of time, and I do have the mailbag, Ethan.
Okay.
Let me walk me through your day.
I'll go through it quickly. I'm sorry.
All right, very good.
So, wake up time, 8 a.m.
Boring!
Wow.
I'm kidding. That's a joke.
So, we went to the Continental Breakfast upstairs. The breakfast was bad. Like, it was trash. It was bad.
Oh, they love food. This is perfect. So, I'm sorry, continue.
So, we went...
Now I feel like I just got discriminated against. People love breakfast food.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the old man and the sea, the old man and the sea. Can you see at all?
Yes, I noticed it first time. I noticed it first thing this morning. Much better than yesterday. Much fuller than yesterday.
All right, this is all leading up to my Ernest Hemingway competition.
I thought you were going to say a White Walker competition.
No, it's translucent. This is why.
And of course, December 25th, just around the corner.
I'd never be that guy. Oh, see, it's commentary like that Santa that makes baby. Me want to go grab my Harry's right now and lop it off. But no, I'm sticking with it this time.
Yeah.
This is the beard that was born out of flu strain A that I had, and I'm this might be the new record as far as going with it. Let me see if I can get it.
Oh yeah.
All right, it's a little. Yeah. Okay. All right, Bolivia. I know that you grow them quicker. Your people grow them quicker.
You shave twice a day. How long since you've had a beard? Like connecting to your hairline?
Back in the old Dynamite days, back when it was where it was like leprechaun beard, where I was a little red-bearded Irishman.
I remember that. Yeah, I also remember, I think when I met you, you were
and
just
I hated it back then. I look at pictures of me back at, like in college age when I had the full beard and I look it's not a great beard. It's not like Rob has a, when he wants to grow a full beard, has a great beard.
He can grow a
Santa beard.
Yeah, yeah.
Oscar Santana, you can grow a Santa beard.
Yeah.
You can grow a huge, massive beard. I, being an Irishman, I do not have that same kind of beard.
No, but
I always
look good with facial hair, except when you just have a mustache.
Yeah. Then it looks like
that is porn.
That's 70s porn.
Not my favorite look.
Still a weird look.
Not my favorite
all right,
look.
We're going to now. When I was away last week, we brought in a new Podcast Village intern to talk about Oscars. And you know what? I'm going to let you set it up, Oscar, because I wasn't here. But you told me that this young man was behind the scenes.
Yes.
At the Oscars, Ethan, and I want to talk to Ethan.
Hey,
Ethan. TMOSaholics, remember Friday's show when Ethan was kind enough to stop in as he dropped the bomb at us here at Podcast Village and the Mike O'Mara Show that he was going to the Academy Awards in Los Angeles, California. He was flying out Saturday, and we were like, well, what don't we know about you when you're just going willy-nilly to the Academy Awards? We find out, and I knew this already, but publicly, that his mom is April Rain, and April Rain is best known for founding the Oscars So White hashtag, which really helped recalibrate.
Wait, slow down. So what did April found? What is
Oscar So White hashtag? She was a practicing attorney.
Is that about the, is that the combating the lack of diversity that we've had in leading up to, a big win?
Yeah, and she put that movement in motion.
Yeah. 4 years later, she and her son, which I thought that was very kind of her, ended up at the Academy Awards walking that red carpet. And
you know, speaking of diversity in Hollywood, this is totally unrelated, but I watched, what was it? Mary Queen of Scots. I think it was. Please tell me it was.
Mary the two, there's the Queen favorite, of and then there's, Scots.
When there's Saoirse Ronan, who looks a little bit like my daughter. There, speaking of diversity in the Oscars, there is Mary Queen of Scots and the English Queen. And for the first time that I can ever remember, they had African American actors playing the roles, or perhaps British,
people
of color playing the roles of like counselor to the queen, and I've never seen that. And that is a diversity thing because you've heard about that in Hollywood for years. So, what does your mom do? How did she start this whole thing with what OscarsSoWhite.com? Is that what it was? What?
No. And again, if you listen to Friday, thanks for listening, Mike.
Jesus Christ,
we broke it all down.
Why didn't you give it to Rob to set up so I can understand
what's going on? Well, you didn't let me finish. You just jump right
in. Because you ham through it so bad. It's like, bah, 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 bah. I want to know. All right, I'll shut up.
I'll give you bullet points.
Explain what it is for Christ's
sake. Let me break down.
Before he begins, I just want to say I love how this is going so far.
Yes.
I'm listening. Okay. What organization did Ethan's mom found?
Okay, do you know what a hashtag is? Let's start with that. Because that's what it is.
Are you trying to piss me off?
The hashtag is Oscars So White. That's what she founded. She was the first person to
It's not about you being so white.
No. That's, and I actually made that point. I was like, well, okay, I kind of am white.
I'm going to start a hashtag today called Oscar So Inept, and it is about him.
All right.
So
Oscar So White.
It's not hashtag an organization. So it's just the hashtag.
Right.
That spurred the movement to get people to actually think if people of color are actually included in the Academy Awards appropriately.
And Which, up until a few years ago, was not the case.
No. Yes.
I mean, as far as diversity in roles, diversity in direction, diversity in, behind the scenes.
And
in Hollywood,
for a business that thrives on being inclusive, it was an outlier to say, okay, is this business really being, is Hollywood, is Academy Awards really reflective of the people that work within the ranks?
Well, I'd be curious about now that we've seen everyone in the industry, actors, directors, cinematographer. Well, no, not necessarily cinematographers. I'm wondering whether that diversity continues up the ranks.
Well, I don't because, look.
I know, think it is going to be actually
up the chain of command, right? Like into the suits.
Strides have been made,
and it's a process because what Hollywood, as we know, is a business, and they need to embrace the fact that there is diversity within the business for the hires to continue to escalate up the ladder, and that's where
what?
You get because they need to know that there are people out there, diverse amounts of people that can be hired to work on blockbusters, not just little independent films.
I'm just talking about getting black executives in Hollywood.
Not
that's
just
what
black.
I'm talking.
Let me hop in here,
women,
real quick.
Please.
Let me hop in here real quick.
This is how
can you help us?
It went so much better on Friday, right?
I agree.
When I wasn't here,
yes.
When I wasn't here, I get that.
When you weren't.
All right, Ethan. Ethan, what the f is going on?
So the constant question that my mom and I had received throughout the weekend was, is Oscar So White still relevant in the after all the nominees that have been made, and especially even after the Oscars, after multiple people of color had began to receive awards or Oscars,
right.
We still had the problem with the fact that there are so many people still out there that haven't gotten nominated for their work. This is only a stride forward, like Mike was saying, like, we have to keep going into the forefront because right now we have made a step forward, but we're still not where we need to be because we saw in the Oscars, this Oscars, me, my mother, Spike Lee, we're all a little taken back by the fact that Green Book won Best Cinematography.
Right, I want to stop you right there, and because I'd love to talk about that for a second.
And we're going we'll to give you an award if you stop hitting the microphone stand with your watch.
Yes.
So thank you.
Okay, Ethan, I want to ask you about this because I can't speak with authority to it. I can only tell you that I saw the Green Book, and I enjoyed the film. But I know that there has been a level in the black communities, on Twitter and places like that, that there's a little backlash going on with the Green Book. And is that because it's still the traditional white man helping out the black man story? Is that why that movie got a little bit of blowback? Enlighten me about that.
So, yes. So the movie basically entails that a white man had to help a black man get through his process.
Right.
And the fact that the black man wasn't, even though he won an award for his acting that night, it was not the fact that he was the main character. It was the fact that someone, a white Caucasian male, had to help him along his way. And the fact that there was movies such as Black Klansman and Black Panther that had the opportunity to give black roles the lead and give them the main eye focus, that is what we kind of got taken back from, because it was like we kind of took a back seat in Green Book, even though we had POC in the reins. It was still
This is a good discussion, because I really think that when you talk about I'm going to talk from my old 59-year-old white man perspective. I'm watching Green Book, and from somebody who was raised in an environment where it was just very important to stand up. I've talked about issues where I'll hear the old white farts down here say something, and you have to speak up. That's the way I do it. I take this perspective on Green. I completely understand what you're saying when you're talking about that. But I also think that the overriding message in Green Book, if you take away that stuff, once again, here we have a white guy helping the black man with his process. The black man in Green Book is superior in every way, talent-wise, intellectually, educationally, through that. He is the star of the show. He is the superior character in every way. I have trouble with that blowback, and I wanted to talk to you about, I can understand the frustrations, but at the same time, the Green Book message to me, what I took away from it, was just that you throw all that minutia out, and it's two men who, against all odds, came to love each other. And in the Green Book, especially at the end, it's more of yes, you've got the white tough Italian guy played by Viggo Mortensen helping out, but it's, I don't know, I got a message that was just so sort of, I walked out saying maybe there is hope, and that's just the way I looked at it. And I understand why it's still the old traditional role I'm rambling about it. Do you understand where I'm coming from with that a little bit?
I can definitely understand. I'm glad that you can see that there's hope, and I'm glad that you got that message out of it, because I feel like a lot of people don't get that, and that's probably what the problem is, that a lot of people are seeing that the main role or the main getaway from that was not that he was there to elevate his character or elevate the black man's esteem, but it was more the fact that he was there to coincide with him. And it was like just him being there was a little bit off the edge, even if it was off a true story. The true story had based on the white man helping the black man. It was not about the black man being who he was, the pristine that he had, the prestige that he had, and all the accomplishments that came his way. It was more of, he was, like I said before, he was the backseat to the white man. And literally, in the film, he's in the backseat.
Let me ask you about another film then that I thought was
a Lego movie
was trailblazing. Shut up. was trailblazing. And I hope you don't mind us getting heavy on this, because I think it's something that isn't discussed enough. Black Panther, as far as blazing a new trail, the was something that as a black man, how do you feel? How did you feel about that movie? How do you think the black community perceives that movie? That was another movie that I thought was unique and had an amazing message. And as far as the acting and the storytelling, and one of the better superhero, I'm not a superhero genre fan. What was your feeling on that? That got some pretty significant recognition for a superhero movie.
It definitely got some love at the Oscars as well, with Ruth Carter winning as the designer for that. It got a lot of recognition for it, and I was happy to hear that. Spike Lee got recognition for it as well. But what I'm saying is that I loved Black Panther, and a lot of young African-American males and women as well loved Black Panther, because it was one of the first movies where we saw majority POC on the screen that we could relate to. And it was more of the fact that I'm coming up through the ranks as a black journalist and black let's say, activists, and I can't see people like me on the screen. And it's kind of deteriorating to my self-esteem because it's like, oh, I'm not going to be able to live up to this because I physically cannot be what is on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Black Panther's different. I mean, exactly. It's something that shows that. So as far as you are concerned, as far as your mom is concerned, where do we stand now? Significant progress made this year as far as the Oscars and as far as the Hollywood community with promoting diversity, and not just in the African-American community, but in the Hispanic community as well.
Women as well.
Yeah. I mean, showing Roma is a great example of indigenous people in Mexico being
crazy rich Asians as well. Big hit this year.
Right. I completely agree.
So lots of diversity.
We offline, and this wasn't discussed on Friday, Mike, because we weren't getting too heavy, but I'm happy we're having this conversation. Ethan was giving us some numbers about just the trajectory and how this correction was made within the past 4 years since his mom, again, who really recognized that there was a disparity here, talked about this and brought this to light, the Oscars So White movement. And you think about an organization, and we knock the Academy Awards all the time about misstepping, no host, not making sure that all the key awards are on television, all this stuff. But for what blew my mind, for an organization to actually act and turn that ship within a 4-year span in the right direction, it hasn't completely turned clearly, but in the right direction, blew my mind on how they took an active role to say, okay, these are the members that currently have voting rights within the Academy. These are the members, this is the trajectory, and this is the route we're going to take to actually start including more people within the next 3 years and by 2020 to make it as level a playing field as possible with error, but within an actual dimension where we say, this works, this is working. It's not 2020 yet, it's 2019, mm-hmm. and they've made serious strides. Now, Ethan...
Yeah, I felt good about the best example I can give you is when I think, and I hope I'm right, that it's Mary Queen of Scots, where suddenly I'm watching and I said, well, this is unusual. Mm-hmm. I see there's a black character playing advisor to the Queen of England. It's like, did she have a... And that's the way you perceive it when you see it. And then you say to yourself afterwards, no, it's a black actor who was cast in that role. And then I said, oh, I get this. And then when you accept that and you realize, well, you know, you go back and look at Hollywood history where the Asians and the Native Americans were played by white folk all the time. It was just, I think the power of Hollywood is incredibly significant. And especially when you're talking about they talk about the liberal Hollywood elite. Well, yeah, okay, that's fine with me. Go ahead and walk the walk, Ethan, as well as talking the talk.
Got numbers. I apologize cutting you off. Do you have the facts?
Yeah, I do. Okay, let me spit some numbers for you guys. So in 2015, 322 new members were accepted into the Academy, was accepted into membership. In 2016, the number raised again to 683. And 27.
Are you talking about black members?
No, we're talking about overall. Women, people of color, filmmakers, international filmmakers, excuse me. So this is a broad spectrum. It's not just
these are the numbers for the diversity as far as people
diversity
being,
inclusion
people from the non-white males being accepted into the Academy.
Yes, sir. Okay. So let me reread these. In 2015, 322 new members were accepted. In 2016, 683 new members were accepted. In 2017, 774 new members were accepted. And in 2018, 928 new members were accepted.
These members vote.
Yeah, and also the stories that are it encourages, I think, Hollywood to tell better stories. Right. I think it encourages people from different perspectives to offer up because this now more than ever we have that. So that's cool. And I think that's wonderful. And, is your mom, is there a feeling of satisfaction that she got involved in this very early on and that she's seeing changes made?
Well, okay. So I kind of alluded to your answer in the beginning, but we, like I said before, we have seen progress and we have seen a lot of great things come out of this and we're happy with the progress that we're making, but we're not satisfied. That being said, this is because the answer I heard my mom say a lot this weekend was, until we don't see people of color, asking the question if people of color are still being recognized, if people, transgenders, heterosexuals, homosexuals, women, Hispanics, Indians, Asians, if they are not being recognized for their work, if they are not being given the opportunity that is necessary for Hollywood to gain the participation of different genders, colors, mm-hmm. everything, then no, our job's not done. And
do you think it'll ever be done? Do you think it'll, or do you think we, will we ever get? I don't know if we'll get to
time.
It in my lifetime.
Yeah, awareness.
You know, we'll just where you, it won't even be relevant anymore. It'll just be who tells effort. The best story.
Right. I would love for that to be the case. It has only been 5 years, and we have already made immense amount of strength and immense amount of changes, which is great. But like I said, we're still not done yet, and I think that no, it won't come to a point where we'll be done with the process, but right. I feel like once we have, like you said in the beginning, if we have more people of black color or color, Hispanics, women on the executive board who are making the decisions and picking and making the executive decisions, then we will have more of a chance to have people of color, no matter what race, women and transgender, everybody, LGBTQ plus. There needs to be a spectrum where nobody has to feel like they can't be involved in Hollywood because of something that they identify as.
Yeah, and that's going to mean more talent
And more conversations quality. Like this have to
of course,
be had.
Of course, yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I don't think you'll run away from this. I think it's important.
Now,
God, if we've learned anything in the last couple of years, it's still out there. And you know, the somebody took a stick in American society and stirred that riverbed and the dirt and the scum and the mud is coming to the surface, and there are more instances now of hate crime and more instances of people that are behaving badly because they feel somehow emboldened. We got a lot of work to do.
Just a law passed in New York allowing African-American people to wear their hair naturally. There had to be a law passed for that to happen.
Yeah, it's in there are laws like that all over the United States. And it's stunning to me that, you know, for those of you that may have thought that a few years back that we'd turned a corner, we didn't turn a corner. No. I think if you look back on it, there's a lot of work to do. And there's a lot of people that look, you can take 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes out of a radio show and talk about this. And if more people did it, I think we'd be better off for it. And, I just think it's important. I've said it on this show. It's uncomfortable sometimes to stand up for what you think is right. And not to be a dick about it, but do it because, you know, if somebody's doing something or saying something unacceptable, call them on it,
please.
You know, yeah. And by the way, I'm not talking about even in the world of comedy. I believe when comedians talk about political correctness and that comedy has to be a safe harbor for that. I believe that. I believe we have to be less sensitive about comedy. But when somebody makes a serious comment like that asshat that did down here in Cocoonville, when I called him on it, all I said to the guy was, "This is 2018. So this is 2018. Don't do that." And then he called me an a-hole. And then my wife almost took his throat out.
They don't have any defense for it.
What's that?
They don't have any defense for it. If you call them on it, then they're just going to spit something different.
Yeah, they'll spit something and call me an a-hole, and that's fine. But you know what? He ain't going to do it again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the way that right. works. So, you know, and having discussions, like, don't be afraid of it. Don't be terrified of it. I mean, I live in two parts of the country that are so diversity challenged that, you know, if I lived there my whole life, God knows what perspective I would have. I think it's important. Mm-hmm. Have these discussions and talk to people. Now I want to get to Ethan, the fun part, because I think there's not anybody in this room. Let's take a break and we'll start the show. And when we come back, I want to find out all the incredible stories about being you were on the red carpet, you were in the hall, you got to see all this.
I saw you on television.
I'll give you a little prep on it, Ethan. I want everything from the celebrity that impressed you the most to the best cleavage you saw. We'll take a break, and this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So what do you think?
About what?
The money. How much money you think they want to pay me?
Who?
The potato chips. I'm not doing it unless the money is right.
You think they're going to hire you? You come an hour late, you can't remember the address, you can't remember the lines?
I remembered the lines. The name of the potato chips I couldn't remember. What was it again?
Frumpies.
Say it again.
Frumpies, Frumpies.
Still can't remember it, because it's not funny. I'm in this business 57 years, you learn a few things. You know what makes an audience laugh. You know which words are funny and which words are not funny?
You told me 100 times, Uncle Willie. Listen, I have to get to the office.
Which words are funny?
Words with a K in it are funny. I have to get to the office.
Words with a K in it are funny. You didn't know that, did you? I'll tell you which words always get a laugh.
Alka-Seltzer?
Alka-Seltzer is funny.
Chicken?
Chicken is funny.
Pickle.
Pickle is funny. All with a K. L's are not funny. M's are not funny.
Just K's, I know.
Cupcake is funny. Tomatoes is not funny. Lettuce is not funny.
You've explained that to me since I was 5. Look, I've got to get back to the office.
Cucumber is funny.
It's getting cold out. I'm going to give you money. I want you to take a cab.
Cab is funny.
Are you listening to me?
Cockroach is funny. Not if you get him, only if you say him.
Will you listen to me?
Wait, hey, a little respect.
How about some respect for me? I'm a human being, too.
We'll see. You're young. You got time yet.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS, from Flower Mound, Texas, to Miamisburg, Ohio, from Wilmington, Delaware, to Los Gatos, California, from Lisbon, New Hampshire, to St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Function of Beauty. We don't all have the same hair, so why should we all use the same hair products? Function of Beauty brings you shampoos and conditioners that are customized individually, filled just for you. Yes, you're chomping. Rob Spiewak is chomping at the bit.
When my daughter found out about this product, she stole it out of my hair. Of course, I really don't have a lot of need for shampoo myself, but she has beautiful hair. She customized her own blend. She was able to make it look and smell exactly like she wanted. And she, after the first time she used it, she came to me and she said, "Dad, touch my hair." And I said, "Huh?" She said, "Touch my hair." It was so soft and so nice and smelled so good. She's a customer for life. This stuff is incredible.
You can choose up to 5 hair goals to add to your formula, and they individually formulate every bottle just for you. This is custom shampoo for you and conditioner and these beauty products. You select your color and fragrance or opt for dye-free and fragrance-free. You even get to name your formula. The products are so personalized, your name is even printed on the bottle. How cool is that?
She named it Julia. Julia Shampoo.
Even better, Function of Beauty is 100% vegan and cruelty-free and costs 40% less per ounce than leading salon brands. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized shampoo with over 8,000 five-star customer reviews and counting. Our family loved the process to design their custom blend. Carla got hers 2 days ago. She loves it.
Yeah.
The hair looks great and smells amazing. A thing of beauty is a joy forever. Our listeners will receive 20% off their first custom formula. Just go to functionofbeauty.com and take the quick 2-minute hair profile quiz to design your 100% unique shampoo and conditioner formulas. Use code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your first order at functionofbeauty.com. That's TMOS and functionofbeauty.com, and we thank you.
You will love it. It's so cool.
We had a very serious discussion about Hollywood diversity. I think people hear about it on the news, but I think that gives a little bit of a perspective to people that might not be aware
it's certainly
of
a conversation.
What the issues are.
Look, and let's be honest here. I'll fall on the sword. When you hear these issues,
he's not talking literally.
Even with the Green Book. And most people are like, "Oh, yeah, I read about it in the Hollywood Reporter." That briefly covers what's going on. A conversation like this gives you a little more information and context and how and why this backlash is there. It's something important to have. And most people don't know. They just nod their head and say, "Oh, I heard about that controversy," and move on.
It's important to point out, too, when you're talking about, "Well, why is there a backlash?" I kind of ask the same question. I get it, though. I understand that. I understand what. Oh yeah, well, you know, here it is, and that, you know, it's not the accomplished pianist that is the star of Green Book. It's the, you know, it's the Italian guy that was you know, thugged him through the South and protected him. You know, I understand that's a traditional story, but it's also a story that I think when you hold people up. That are standing up, even though it might be uncomfortable for them, I think that's good too. But I completely get the blowback on that. I understand how that happens,
Mike. And initially, when we had Ethan on Friday, I said, you know, our big to do was outside of understanding a little bit more about the Oscar So White movement and having that discussion. Was you're going to the Academy Awards?
Yeah,
like you're going to the biggest show in show business.
When did you find out you were going to go, Ethan? When did you find out you were going?
A week before the Academy Awards. So
my God.
The Sunday before.
Did your mom know that she was going to go before that, or did she decide she was going to take you at the last minute?
Apparently she knew, because on Twitter she said that she was holding in the secret for like a year, but she told me a week before.
Now, did your mom have any showbiz credentials, or is this just something that she started online where this is just a movement that she got involved with? What's your mom's background on this?
My mom's background is she basically just has a personality, we'll say it that way. And
she's a strong personality?
She's a very strong personality.
Would she be fun on this show?
Oh, yes, for sure.
All right, let's get her on the show.
Was a practicing attorney, now a consultant in diversity inclusion.
She's an attorney? She was an attorney? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I rescind the invitation. I'm so sorry.
And now she's suing us for taking the invitation back.
You know what was fascinating, Mike, and you know that somebody has an A-list team. We haven't talked about this on air.
Right.
And Ethan, look, Ethan's 19. He's out of Ohio University. He's an intern on our show. And sometimes, even with interns, we forget because we have such a, for lack of a better term, inclusive team here. Where, like, if you got something to say and it has context to what we're talking about and you can add value, get on the mic.
Bring it.
I've never had a team or a publicist reach out to me after the fact, after a show we've had with an intern on, as April Raines, his mother's publicist, reached out immediately after the show and was like, can I have the clip of Ethan Sands on the Mike O'Mara show? We would like to use it if it's possible. But it was like a well-oiled machine. So whoever, I know your mom is a celebrity in her own right, but that team was so tight and impressive where I initially thought, I was like, oh, there's something wrong. No, they said they would just like a clip for it from the show, which is fascinating to me. That's how quickly this business works when you have an A team behind you.
Shout out to Carolyn if you're listening. That's my mom's manager.
So is your mom's work to promote diversity in other areas as well? Is that what she's kind of active in?
Like I said earlier, I consider her an activist. She is more not only diversity, but inclusion in LGBTQ plus community and women inclusion. So diversity as a whole, not just a POC.
With the beginning of the movement, you say it was roughly 5 years ago.
Right.
Has she become friendly, or have you been able to encounter any celebrities in the real world because of her high profile status?
Oh, well, I went to the Academy Awards.
I know that, but I'm talking
right,
about...
Let's get to that part.
So she decides
that she's going to take her son to the Academy Awards. You find out a week before. How excited were you as a 19-year-old young man? I mean, who wouldn't be? I mean, it's just the Academy Awards.
Mind-blowing.
Pretty cool, right?
So I think the initial response was probably the most excited I was throughout the process. Like, I got the phone call, and I hear, you want to go to the Oscars? And I flip. Like, I'm walking down the street, and I'm screaming down the street. after that point, I think I became really calm about it and really, like, collected, because I wanted to make the most of the experience.
Right.
But I mean, it's the Academy Awards. I definitely wanted to just take it all in and be myself and see where it took me.
I got 1,000 questions, and I'm going to start right now.
I love that.
So you're not nominated for anything.
Sadly,
so I always
not yet.
Think about the hey, there you go. All right, and you're sitting there, and so they obviously put the on the floor level all the super big celebrities. Were you how far away were you from the stage,
Mike? Can we backtrack just a sec to see what the red carpet was like and what his experience
was
there?
Well, I'll do that, but I'm that guess.
Well, we get inside the theater.
Trying to do chronological.
All right, we'll do the red carpet.
Chronological. I don't know if you want to play
Oscar.
Memento
all right,
style.
Don't just Oscar. Calm down, for Christ's sake. Jesus Christ.
He's handling the segment like Pulp Fiction. It's going to go out of order, but it's going to tell a story.
I'll go all over the place. Yeah, I don't care where I am.
He'll do what he wants.
Were you close or far away?
All right, so we were on the first set of balcony. Like, we were like,
okay.
I think we were four rows back on the first balcony. So it wasn't that far, and it was pretty. Like, we were right over top of all the celebs. So
it's a massive theater. Yes, the Dolby Theater. Is it three balconies? Am I thinking right?
I believe so, because it's the floor, us, and then I think there was something above us.
So maybe two balconies. But I mean,
and Oscar's chomping
at the
bit for the
theater.
Red carpet, because obviously that's a big deal. So, how. I've got so many questions about this. You get to, what is the start time, L.A. time? The start time is what, 6 o'clock L.A. or is it 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock L.A.
5 o'clock L.A. time. What time do you arrive? And does everybody, no matter who you are, you have to walk the red carpet to get in,
right? You guys just want me to run through my day?
Please.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So,
What is somebody else controlling the interview now? For Christ's sake!
I think I'm taking control of it.
All right, you take care. Tell me, walk me through your day. And you know, we have a limited amount of time, and I do have the mailbag, Ethan.
Okay.
Let me walk me through your day.
I'll go through it quickly. I'm sorry.
All right, very good.
So wake up time 8 a.m.
Boring.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Wow. That's a joke. Shake you.
That was funny.
I thought we had the mailbag.
Please continue.
All right, wake up time 8 a.m. Go get breakfast. So we went to the Continental breakfast upstairs. The breakfast was bad. Like, it was trash. It was bad.
Oh, they love food. This is perfect.
So
I'm sorry, continue.
So we went.
Dave. Now I feel like I just got discriminated again.
Those people
love breakfast food.
So
just gave me an emotional hot foot. What a jerk.
All right, so the breakfast sucks. When do you start getting actually ready for the red carpet?
All right, I'm about to get into that. So we go downstairs to the actual restaurant because the Continental breakfast was bad. So my mom says, hey, my makeup artist is coming. I have to go upstairs and get ready. So I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do? Because our food hasn't arrived. She was like, get it to go and stay here and wait for it. So I was like,
Let me jump in here. Are you two planning on doing a lot of press for this based on the background that you have?
Yes,
with
the
movement?
She was planning on doing a bunch of
press. So you guys have to be camera ready.
We were on, I think we were on ABC, we were on Washington Post, we were on
I saw you
LA
on Variety.com
as well.
Okay, very cool.
All Access, I think, as well. But so she goes upstairs. I waited probably another 20 minutes to get the food. I don't know why it took that long. But we went upstairs.
Like, there were only 3-minute eggs. I mean, what the hell?
I went upstairs, brought the food upstairs. We ended up not eating the food. Like, we did not eat the whole day because we were so busy getting ready. So she gets in the shower. Her makeup artist comes in. Her makeup artist is great. Shout out to Brittany. She did a great job. But so her makeup artist comes in. I start chopping it up with her. And my mom takes probably 2 hours to get her makeup done. I did get my eyebrows done, if anybody wanted to know. But
all right.
But so,
well, I was going to ask you, do you get a little touch up too? You know, I mean, do you get a little tweak here?
Especially if you're chopping it up with Brittany.
Oh,
Rob Payton.
Thankfully, I didn't need that much touching up. I just needed my eyebrows to be thickened. That's about it. Thanks to my mom for my good looks. But
wow, confident young man. Brittany? All right, I'm sorry, but since we're on the subject, was Brittany young or old, Ethan?
She's not old. She's only 27.
She's 27.
Come on now. She's my mom's makeup artist. Let's be professional.
It's not a blood relative, you know.
Oh my goodness.
Please continue.
So we go downstairs after all the makeup's done, after we get dressed, of course, and take pictures.
How'd your tux work out? I know you got your tux at the men's warehouse.
I technically was wearing Kenneth Cole.
Nice. Oh, very nice.
Right.
Did you love the way you looked?
Of course I
did. I guarantee it.
Stop that. Oh my God.
Standard tux? I know Rob probably already asked you that.
So I went with a black tux, but it had a blue coloring to it. So it was a shimmery blue on top of the black.
That pops on the red carpet.
It definitely did. It looked really well on the red carpet.
Very au courant to wear blue.
Thanks, and
Rob.
I had a black.
That's a good way to get that one. Sorry, we have to take another break.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't know this was going to be the Ethan show, but you know, I never know what's going
to
happen.
In the next segment, Mike, can we get back to the breakfast?
Yeah. I don't know whether the breakfast was before or after he dated the makeup artist. But we'll take a break and come back with more about the Oscars right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you sick and tired of the same old dating scene? Dan O'Brien here to tell you we have the innovative app to help you find your true love. We call it TMOS Harmony, and we'll guarantee you'll find love with it. Pony matched with his sugar glider, Mac matched with himself, I matched with my tight shirt, and you can match with the TMOS bonus package. Who wants to swipe or click their way into love when all you have to do is listen to the TMOS bonus show? The TMOS bonus package. If it can help us pathetic interns find love, you'll be certain to find something you just can't ignore.
This will
be www.mikeomarashow.com. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Too much time between him and him on that promo. Always has been. Like 12 years between him and him, you know? Always has been that way. You know what I mean?
Mike, they didn't eat the breakfast after all.
I understand. Hey, hi everybody. I'm Mike O'Mara and I'm elderly.
What?
That's right. I'm 59 years old. No. I have people that have that I have lost over the last couple of years, and I want my young son to know who his grandparents were, and I've got treasures, photographs, home movies, and a wonderful video that I did on my mom's 80th birthday that I want my son to have forever. And that's why I love Legacy Box. Isn't it time for you to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures. They'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic. To get your originals and new digital files back, you get them in a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the way. We all use Legacy Box, and the results are amazing. Legacy Box, the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. They have over a decade of experience, and all the work is done by hand right here in the USA. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past, and thank you, Legacy Box. We're talking to Ethan. He's one of our newest interns at Podcast Village here in Washington, D.C. And Ethan went to the Oscars. And when we were talking to Ethan just a moment ago, he hates the breakfast out there. It's just horrible, but he likes his blue tux.
I didn't even get to eat the breakfast.
So all day, you're talking about from 8 a.m. when you wake up in the morning all the way through to the start time of the nothing. Not a snack, not a cracker, not a candy bar, not anything.
Well, I had the eggs at the trash breakfast.
Okay. He went to Continental.
I went to Continental and had the eggs.
Square eggs.
And then we said, yes, the square eggs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the microwave crappy square eggs you get in those cheapy
right.
breakfasts.
And right, I said, and then we went downstairs and I didn't get to eat that food because it took so long.
Okay. All right, so then you're ready, and when do you make your way over?
Do you walk or ride over? That's an important question.
Good question.
Okay. We ride over.
All right.
How far are you from the event?
I think we were 35 minutes from the event.
Okay.
Okay, so three blocks.
Are you, right.
Now here's, right. Okay, yeah. L.A. traffic.
This is a relevant question, because here's where, being 19, this is where my mind would have been. That, you know, you haven't been in a movie, you're not a movie star, but you're going to be getting out of a limousine on the red carpet with all this press. That's just got to be, I mean, are you just getting a bit of a rush that you're going to be going through this celebrity thing?
No. So let me correct you.
Oh, come on!
Let me correct
well, that's
you
the way I pictured it as well.
That answer is incorrect.
Yeah. What about the square eggs?
I have one of those, Ethan. You want to hear it? So that would be a no, Mike. No, Mike, I didn't do that. I didn't give a rat's ass. You care about trivial, petty things like that, and you're 400 years older than I am.
All right, so
go ahead.
Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
That's right. Let's talk about your breakfast.
All right, so we didn't pull up in a limo. I think we pulled up in a Benz. We used Lyft, of course, because we didn't get a limousine because we knew that would be too expensive, but we wanted to pull up in a classy black Benz.
Nice.
Okay. My mom wore a pink pink fluorescent pink kind of dress.
And beautiful gown.
Beautiful gown. And so we got off the...
Quick logistical question. Is it hard to get a car last minute? Because I would imagine every black town-sized car in Los Angeles is being used at that time.
Why does it always have to be about race with you, Ray?
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. No. I had to make a little joke. I'm sorry.
This is a comedy show.
All right. Okay. Any sort of shiny car.
But we wanted to go black.
I understand. And you listen, you know, it's all good. But good question. Just curious. I mean, yeah. Was it hard to get?
Because everybody, I would imagine, before the Oscars, everybody's trying to get a fancy Lyft.
And they're going to parties. They're going to viewing parties.
Exactly.
Right. And they don't, because we're using Lyft, they don't know we're going to the Oscars. We give them a destination, not the like.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
So we order a car, and that one actually canceled on us. So we had to get another car.
Mm-hmm.
By our surprise, the second car was probably better than the first car.
Okay.
So.
The big surprise, second car was driven by Glenn Close.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you show up in that's cool. You can show you, it's not a limo, but you're in a very nice car and you get out on the red carpet.
Right. Like last week I said, I don't really get starstruck or I don't really get like stage struck, I guess. So I just like.
Starstruck. That's right.
Yeah. When we got out the car, we had people opening up the car for us. And that's probably the first time I recognized, I was like, yeah, I'm getting like. Treated like I'm royalty. So
do you have to give your Lyft driver sort of credential or a pass to get through? Okay,
right.
Cool.
Can you imagine just getting in your car like, oh, I'm gonna drive today, see if I can pick up any sweet rides, and you roll up on the Academy Awards and as your destination? Right.
Mm-hmm. I'd have a really giant cigar.
With a driver's cap on? Yeah.
Just a giant cigar. Hi everybody.
How you doing?
All right. All right, so you get out on the red carpet. Mm-hmm.
And the first thing we do is we actually don't know if we're walking red carpet or we're walking just like on the red carpet.
So
we find out that we're allowed to walk red carpet. So we do that first.
That's the press gauntlet, basically. Right.
And we walk past, and there's just this big row of people. Like, there's like
photographers.
They still set up bleachers
reporters.
For spectators,
there's
too.
There's 10 rows of people just like. Watching and like screaming your name and walking by and just
Ethan!
Like
Ethan, Ethan,
how was breakfast?
Love your eyebrows.
Oh my God. That's cool. All right. So is that when you did all your interviews when you were walking the red carpet?
Actually, no. So we walked red carpet and then we basically just did a circle around and we like went. Past everybody, walk past the big bleachers, and there was like a rope. So it was like red carpet, and then all the press was on the other side. So we walked around to the other side. My mom first got like a picture/video taken of her I don't remember the company that
the publication.
Right.
Okay.
But it was a really nice live photo. And while we were standing in line for that, we met Jennifer Lewis. Just throw that out there.
Nice. That's cool.
And Jennifer Lewis is just as she acts on TV. She is a character and is hilarious.
That's so right away, that's a little Hollywood.
Yeah.
That had to be exciting for a 19-year-old man.
Right. I mean, Jennifer Lewis is probably the grandmother of all black TV. And she is amazing. So I don't get starstruck, but I was just like, oh my God, that's Jennifer Lewis. Yeah. Wow.
When you arrived, let me backtrack a little bit. When you arrived, are you arriving in the thick of it? Are you arriving earlier? Are you arriving later? Is the red carpet getting celebrity traffic as you arrive?
Great question.
Red carpet's always getting celebrity traffic. But
early, late, doesn't matter.
We were coming out in a little bit earlier than a little people because we were there. I think we arrived at 1:30.
Okay.
And it was we were kind of coming in and there would always be screams while we were walking in and screams while we were walking with the press or whatever. But
because there's a gallery there. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Fans.
Also, just for context, this year with the multiple hosts, and I've read multiple articles that a lot of these presenters were getting there super early.
Had to, yeah.
To have the run-throughs, because imagine the logistics of getting everybody there that was going to be on stage and making sure they knew where they were going and how it was working out. So, yes, it was an early arrival, if you will. Now, question to you, just briefly. Maddie saw you on television. She sent us a clip on our phones to say she saw you. Maddie, Which channel were you watching when you saw Ethan?
Well, I was flipping through streams just on YouTube, and I believe it was the ABC All Access channel.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Very, very cool.
Can you tell me if I was walking or was I talking?
You were taking selfies, it looks like.
There you go,
that
Mr.
makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah.
How about that, Mr. I don't care about
hey,
celebrity?
Hold on.
How are those selfies working out
let
for
me
you, 19-year-old
okay?
Ethan?
Yeah. Come on,
all right.
Now.
All right, so, watch out.
Like I said, I was looking on the red carpet.
Yeah, like, here I look at me, not being starstruck.
Like, that's right. Celebrities don't really matter to me.
Hold on,
oh,
though.
My God. There we go.
Like right, on, like I said on Friday,
yes.
I was doing the live stream on my mom's Instagram. I was
that's
not
okay.
taking selfies.
Okay, that's like, fine. Okay, all right. I'm not, you know what? I don't care. Here we go. Let me ask this, Ethan. We're gonna wrap this up because I'm gonna ask you the biggest celebrity contact you had while you were out there on the in the whole Oscar experience. The biggest celebrity you met.
Let me name two. So I'm gonna name two: Spike Lee and Michael B. Jordan.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Spike Lee, you know, it's just, and what a night it turned out to be for Spike Lee. Truly amazing. And the fact that Sam Jackson was up there and able to present was a big deal. For
right. A great
for
moment.
And,
great moment.
It was. And who, he actually shouted out my mom prior, in the pre, before the Oscars happened. And he also shouted her out afterwards. So it was really great.
See, that's nice. Great. That is so
nice.
Cool. And by the way, BlacKkKlansman, if you haven't seen BlacKkKlansman, one of the best movies of the year. It deserved its nomination. It was fantastic. And who's the guy? I'm trying to think that. Got nominated also. Oh, he's been in the Lena Dunham movie.
Adam
TV
Driver?
Series.
Adam Driver.
Great in that movie, too. So I just want, as far as now, this is important to me. Obviously, the morning after the Oscars, they always say, who wore it best? I'm like, who was absolutely, you couldn't take your eyes off her, 19-year-old young man, stunning, that who was the hottest looking woman at the Oscars?
By the way,
you can be nice, and I'm talking hot, not beautiful, because if it's beautiful, the proper answer, Ethan, is your mom.
Right.
That's it. Okay,
right.
If I'm asking who was the most beautiful at the Oscars, your mom was the most, with her 2 hours of preparation, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking for Ethan, hormones raging Ethan, who was
single
the hottest?
Ethan.
Who was the hottest woman there?
My hormones weren't raging, but
whatever.
If they were, let's say you weren't on the microphone and we're just boys. Yeah, we're just hanging out.
Let's
here.
Pretend for a moment you're human.
I'm human. Oh my. So I wanna make a point here. First of all,
he's an activist.
What?
All right,
no,
go.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Billy Porter, if we're going to say who was the best dressed, Billy Porter was the best dressed.
Okay, perfect.
Because
who was
Billy
the best
Porter wearing the, like,
the gown slash tux.
The gown slash tux.
Who was the best dressed female?
Now,
Regina
let me tell you, as far as Billy Porter is concerned, I understand that where do you line up, Ethan, on the people covering the red carpet shouldn't upstage the celebrities as far as that is concerned. I mean, Billy Porter made the biggest splash, but I guess that rule's been thrown out years ago from the Oscars. If you're a reporter and you happen to be better dressed than the people that are showing up for the show, that's okay, right?
Yeah, but I still think it's bad form. It's not about
too.
The reporter. It's not
I
about
do
the
too.
Reporter.
I do too. And Billy Porter wore the tux gown.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was wearing. And he was by far probably the most photographed person there.
Yeah, probably.
I would think. Based on the Oscars. All right. So Billy Porter wore the tux gown. And what was that? Was that cool? Did you get a chance to meet Billy Porter?
Yeah, I took a lot of pictures of my mom, Billy Porter, and talked to him a little bit. That was fun. Yeah, it was cool.
For female, you mentioned?
Regina King.
Okay.
Regina King was definitely
who
nice.
Also won the Oscar for If Beale Street Could Talk, which was cool.
What
I
about,
haven't seen it yet.
Maybe a celebrity interaction where you're like, man, that's so cool to see.
Oh, can you
a celebrity couple together, or, you know, like a shot in the wild.
A moment that you remember.
Oh, probably A-Rod and J-Lo.
Ah, yes.
I'm so glad you said that. J-Lo wearing the sequin, I mean, the mirrors, the gown with the mirrors. I mean, I would imagine that's what I would have thought. I would thought that would have been very cool to see J-Lo up close and personal.
Yeah, it was nice. It was really
see
nice.
See A-Rod looking like, you know, what the hell am I doing here? I'm just a jock.
Yeah. Especially as a Yankees fan, I was...
You're a Yankee fan?
Uh-oh. My dad's from New York.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate
well,
that.
It went well while it lasted.
Mike's the season right. Boston and Red Sox.
To wrap it up, how would you... The overall experience, how did you find it? Was it a 10?
No, my mom gave it a B minus. So I give it an 8 out of 10. I give it an 8 out of 10.
Ethan, we'll have you back on the show sometime. It's fascinating to hear. I could do an entire show on why you gave it a B.
Mike, you know why you gave it a B?
Why?
You could get an A plus if he just got an Egg McMuffin.
That's all we want. He was starving.
If I wouldn't have been there, so turn the music down.
Last two questions. Best part of the experience for you?
The best part of the experience was getting to experience my mom's success. And the recognition that she has so much deserved, that she's worked very hard for. It was just very awe-striking to see all the reporters know who she was. And if they didn't, as soon as she mentioned her name, it was like, oh, my God, can I get an interview with you, please?
You're not getting a second question. That is, you have warmed my heart right there. I love my mom. My mom's a role model for me. That is, that's fantastic. My mom, not as accomplished as your mom in her life, but I love her as much as you love your mom. And that's very, very cool. And I'd love to get your mom on the show sometime. And what a nice chance to meet you. Yes, your hormones were probably
anyway,
we'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun. Ethan, well, you'll pop in again.
Yes.
I want to do more interviews with you. Okay. It's
Sounds
nice
good.
To get to, hey, way to go, Oscar. Another intern with an IQ. That's awesome.
Big win.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Brandless. I was sipping my morning tea out of my Brandless mug this morning. And if you want to shop, you got to shop Brandless. Brandless cuts out the middleman to deliver just what matters, all at simple, fair prices. We are delighted to be associated with them. Brandless offers better options for the things you care about. They sell everything, and the website is a thing of beauty for browsing. Brandless offers better for you items at a better price, shipped directly to you, all without having to leave your home. Plus, Brandless gives back. Every time you check out at Brandless, they donate a meal to someone facing hunger. They provide millions of meals a year through their partnership with Feeding America, the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization. Right now, our listeners can receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more at Brandless. Go to brandless.com/TMOS to see our favorites and to receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more. Don't wait a second longer. Go to brandless.com/TMOS to see our favorites and receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more. Start enjoying the high-quality products you deserve today. Let's open up the mailbag on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're not going to do it against 2 8s in a row. Tighter, brighter for your listening pleasure. Let's get right to it. Hi, guys. It was my husband's birthday, Nate Darling, on the 19th, and it would be great if he could get a shout-out. He loves the show and is a longtime fan. He's my best friend, a wonderful person, and the love of my life. Thank you, a very proud wife, Mrs. Leslie Darling. Woo!
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. All right. Hey, guys. On Tuesday's Audio Vault, you played Lyndon Johnson calling the Aquanauts, who were on helium. You said there was a tie to NASA, and you're right. The man on the phone to Johnson was Scott Carpenter, one of the original seven men selected to our first astronauts program. He left NASA to head the Oceanographic Research Institute, and now you know. Jimmy Taylor.
I mean, it's nice to know.
That's pretty cool.
So I like glad. That. Yeah. Little lean this week?
Fun fact.
That's good. That's it. What a fun fact that was. Great letter. A burning question for Rob Spiewak. For the last few, why did he put that letter in the mailbag?
I enjoyed it. I don't know
Thank
why you hate it.
All right. Sometimes because it's like a lot of big words. It's just showing off again.
It's not.
But 2019, less showing off. A burning question for Rob Spiewak. For the last few days, I've had a song stuck in my head. I can't seem to figure out a way to determine what it is. I've attached an audio clip. It is not as you may first guess the sound of a beached whale. It is instead my attempt at humming the chorus. I can only describe the tone of the song as somewhat dreamy, new wavy, And this is the chorus melody. Any help is much appreciated. I wish you love, Chase Gallagher. Rob has an audio quiz and solution prepared.
I'm going to play you what he emailed me and see if you can pick up what the song is. It is a hit from the 1980s. And amazingly, I got it from this.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum,
I have no idea.
Bum.
Oh, my God.
Any idea?
Jeez. It's not a Queen track, is it?
It is not Queen. As I said to him when I replied, I said, like they say at the end of Wheel of Fortune, you didn't give me much to go on. I'll play it one more time, see if it rings a bell at all.
All right. I don't know.
All right. It is Peter Schilling's Major Tom.
Ah, I know that. Yes. Yes.
You could... He could have done such a better job with.
I know. Da, 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 da. It was a little lack of the effort, but I did like doing this. Hold on.
That's worth the whole thing right there. It's worth the. That's the whole thing.
I don't know why I love this so much.
So anyway, I emailed him back. I said, "As your penance, I'm playing your singing on the show tomorrow."
Next letter says, "Hey guys, you may not remember me, but I worked for the show one brief summer alongside Girl as an intern. I started listening to the show way back during the Don and Mike show days. Never stopped. This is all due to my father, Chip Thistlewaite, who may be your biggest supporter. To him, Mike, Rob, and Oscar are like family. He tried making it to every event you did in Northern Virginia and continues to listen daily. The man is retired, and he literally walks around doing yard work, housework, odd jobs, you name it, with his earbuds in, only listening to the podcast. He's a super fan for sure." That's great.
Yeah.
"I know you're all super busy, but his birthday is, not really, but his birthday is March 5th, and he'll be 68. It would make his day if you guys could wish him a happy birthday and really play to the camera so he'll have a video to cherish. This would truly mean the world to him. This will be just a one-time deal. I promise I won't bug you again after. Thanks so much for your time. Cheers, Kelsey."
Kelsey!
What's the dad's name?
The dad is Chip Thistlewaite.
"Mr. Thistlewaite, hi. It's Mike O'Mara. I'm starting to sport a brand new beard. I don't know if you noticed, but I wanted to say happy birthday and keep those earbuds in permanently. I recommend super glue. Happy birthday, Chip Thistlewaite." Fist Chipplewaite.
That's it.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And I hold in my hand the final letter. We had a short one. That's why we were able to do it. "Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and all the fabulous interns, the fun and belly laughs that you bring to all of our lives cannot be measured. It's staggering." I agree.
Uh-huh.
"On the rare occasion that I may miss a few days, hey, like me, you know, when real life gets in the way, I find myself to be in an overall general cranky mood. Why? Because I know what I'm missing. TMOS really needs to be my daily dose just for general mental health and sanity. Last Tuesday was my birthday, and I got my best birthday present ever. My dear husband asked me to put the Mike O'Mara show on his phone so he could listen too. He knows that thanks to TMOS, I have a much better time in the car than he does. And since he is a little older than me, I'm getting tired of having to speak up to tell him what's so damn funny. Thank you all for all the years going back to the Don and Mike days, and if Mike ever gets another slicing and dicing that should require physical therapy expertise, I have over 32 years' experience. And to Carla, if you want to know what you're in for in the coming years being married to an older guy, it's been 38 plus years for us with 15-year age difference." Ooh, he's 81 now.
Nice.
Hey, Carla, you might want to call this lady. "As long as Mike does everything you tell him to, you may get that many years too." Yeah, I hope so. I pray so. "Again, thank you. Love, Natalie McIntyre." That's wonderful. And thank you for those wonderful letters. We're taking a break. And thanks again to Ethan for coming in.
Yeah.
And I'd love to get Ethan's mom on the show, although for some strange reason, I'm already frightened of her. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thrilled to remind you that our partnership with Zappos continues. This is a good company. We really, really wanted to make a good impression on them. You're doing it. Please continue to do so. Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, accessories, and thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. For a limited time, Zappos.com is offering all of their TMOS friends 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. And they got great stuff. Check it out. You shop, you save, you support. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com and the TMOS code for 15% off. This is a limited time offer, so act now. Thanks to Zappos.com, there's never even been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos, and we appreciate it.
News.
Boo. Man, I'm a fan of Jon Stewart. I really love the guy, and I love what he's doing with his career after his career. Jon Stewart, he's working the Hill. He's calling for Congress to pass legislation that would permanently finance a health care fund for 9/11 first responders. You know, these are the people, folks, that went down there when the towers collapsed and worked in that poison for days and days and days, breathing all that atomized crap into their lungs, the glass, the poison, the asbestos, and they're still getting sick. He made the media rounds to beg them to cover this story. Some of them tried to bait him into criticizing President Trump, but he wasn't having it. In fact, he actually praised Trump, or at least Trump's people. At a press conference, he said, "The Trump Justice Department is doing an excellent job administering this program. That means getting the money to the people that need it. What they want to do is get Congress to keep it going."
Right.
I don't know about anything else. I'm not going to comment on anything else, but he, you know, he's making the rounds to do that. And if you care about this, you can find more information out and make sure that your particular congressman supports this legislation to keep this program going for the first responders.
You remember way, way back when you recorded your Larry King bit with him?
Long, long time ago. I'm always pleased to go back and listen to that
occasionally.
I
was able to be the one who coordinated that, and mm-hmm. He is just literally a nice, nice man.
Is he coming back to regular television? Because we need
I haven't
back.
Heard anything about back. It. I would love to have him back, but what a love good, good guy. Using his power for good.
Will the Alliance of American Football ever be a legit competitor to the NFL? Who knows? But they do have some interesting ideas that set them apart, like their alternative to the onside kick. Listen to this. The AAF, that's the league. If a team wants to get the ball back immediately after a touchdown, there's no kick. What happens is this. The team gets the ball on their own 28-yard line in a 4th-and-12 situation. In other words, they have to make 12 yards in a single play or the other team takes possession, just like they would on any failed 4th-down conversion. I think it's kind of a better gamble. It's kind of more fun to watch.
That is more high stakes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think everybody agrees the onside kick, you know, the percentages favor the receiving team.
Yeah, now it's a disaster. You know? Yeah. It's in the low, it's single digits, Mike.
So if they make the 12 yards, they get to keep going. On Sunday, the Atlanta Legends became the first team in the AAF to successfully convert. And they actually made the 12 yards and kept
you
going.
Do you still have your season tickets for the Legends?
Oh, I love the AAF. Yeah. The Fort Myers Fizz is a special team to watch. After 2 years of pretty much unrestricted on-field celebrations, the NFL may have had enough. Now, I've complained about this.
Yes, you have.
According to the Washington Post, they're considering a change. It's not too drastic, though. What they're thinking of doing is banning players from coming off the sidelines to join in. I'm all for it. The game's not over yet. Don't come off the sidelines. You know, the players on the field still get to do what they do.
Okay.
A source said, if you're on the field, fine. There would be no changes there. There are some coaches and some clubs who don't want to have players leaving the bench to participate. So, way to go,
NFL. I kind of thought that was the rule already, wasn't it?
Well, the only person that should be participating, as far as I'm concerned, should be Bob Kraft. You know, he should basically give them all a handshake. Oh, I'm sorry. That was funny. According to a new survey... 62% of people say they have an enemy at work. Our work enemies are usually the same age as us or older, the same gender as us, and someone we interact with on a daily basis. Oh, and 28% say their enemy is their boss.
Oh, no.
Hi, hi, everybody.
Pony boy.
Right. I know my enemy at work. He's not, he's with you guys. He's not where I am, but I just want to say hi, Rofo.
That's your arch nemesis.
My nemesis. So what makes someone an enemy?
He's closer to the end than the beginning.
Here are the top five reasons. Cool. They lie to make themselves look good. Ooh. They criticize other people. They always interrupt. Well, then we're all our enemies.
Our own worst enemies.
Interrupt each other. They're passive aggressive. We really don't. I don't think a lot of us have. We're pure aggressive.
We just
aggressive.
Tell everybody what the problem is.
And they're dismissive. That's ridiculous.
We'll talk about that later.
7% of people say they've started hating someone at work for cutting their nails at their desk.
That's a problem. I'd hate them as well.
Well, you know what? That is a problem that I think probably would be much more likely at the old WJFK.
Yeah, that's true. And maybe on the old Mike O'Mara show when we first started. If you're talking about nail cutting.
If I hear clipping of nails, if I ever heard that anywhere outside of my home, that's a problem.
Well, you know, the nails, Mike, you could take the clippings and wrap them in a towel.
Then throw it over your shoulder. The survey also found that 77% of people who have a work enemy say they're unhappy at their jobs, and 70% are considering trying to find a new job to get away from their enemy. That just sounds so draconian. Enemy. A former car salesman recently got on Reddit and talked about the most common reasons people gave for needing a new car. It's a new Corvette. Here are two good reasons to be heard all the time and two bad reasons.
All right.
Okay, so these are the good reasons for getting a car and the bad reasons. Bad reason number one, you want a new car because it's a status symbol. In other words, it's just an ego thing. You got plenty of money and looking professional for your job is important, then go for it. But if it'll make paying bills a lot harder and you don't really need it, you don't need it. Bad reason two for getting a car, you want new technology like Bluetooth or an MP3 player.
Sure.
He says that's top of the excuses he's heard for needing a new car, but you can add those features to your current car for a lot less. And if you have a phone, you're fine.
Yeah, okay. Telephone.
Good reason number one, your current car is breaking down. Thank you very much. It's got a ton of miles. Yeah. But if your current car is all paid off, just do some quick math first and do that. This is pretty straightforward stuff. Good reason number two, you're worried about safety. Newer cars have more safety features than older cars, especially if you're still cruising around. And I added my own personal reason.
You have an extra one, yeah.
Yes. Good reason for buying a new car. Number three, that new car smell. And now I have a little something.
I hold in my hand.
Yes. Officer Doug McNeil from the Fort Pierce, Florida Police Department.
Fort Pierce?
Yes.
Where is that?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Arrested a 23-year-old guy and a 24-year-old woman last July for shoplifting jewelry and baby toys at a Walmart. Their names are Zachary Mullendick and Crystal Lee. M-O-E-L-L-E-N-D-I-C-K. Mullendick.
Krista Lee!
When he put Zach and Krista in the backseat of a police car, they started hooking up. I'm just reading it.
Well, then.
The dash cam shows them hugging, kissing, and then their hands kind of disappear or something.
Oh, no!
The dash cam shows them hugging, kissing, and having a good time that looks even like more than hugging and kissing. Meanwhile, Officer McNeil decided not to block what was going on. In fact, at one point, he even played Barry White's Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe on the car's radio. Anyway, both Zach and Krista wound up going, oh, and by the way, Officer Jerky, our good friend Jerky,
yes.
Retiring after 28 years on the force, submitted his retirement papers yesterday, and Jerky, safe travels in your new career. Jerky in.
That would be awesome.
It was really funny. Based on a miscommunication, seeing that headline, Bob Kraft sent him congratulations too.
That's wonderful. It's very, very exciting. Both Zach and Krista wound up getting convicted of theft, and after an internal affairs investigation, McNeil was suspended without pay for 20 days for letting them get it on in the back seat.
Oh, boy.
The preceding story was brought to you by a huge jug of Purell. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we should book Jerky on the
show.
Let him
great.
Come in.
I think so, yeah.
And, you know, it's his beat, right? Right
yes, at, yeah.
Glover Park?
Yeah. 100%.
Let's get Officer Jerky to come
in. Okay, I'll reach out.
God. Things that I say yes to at the end of a show that I shouldn't. We'll take a break.
Maybe for
back
a bonus show.
A quick audio vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Mike O'Mara.
When it became obvious that the United States was facing a different time, I, like many Americans, felt like I needed an outlet for my frustration, a place where I could express myself openly without the burden of censorship for a divided audience. I also knew I needed someone to work with who would provide me with insights and the knowledge of a seasoned political journalist, an individual with an insider's grasp of the political world we live in. Well, the outlet is called Political Persuasions, and the seasoned insider is Mr. Chris Freitz. We host a weekly discussion of all things political that is lively, funny, informative, and sometimes controversial. Join us every week at politicalpersuasions.com and get a different perspective on a moment in history unlike any other. Thank you, Mike. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's face it, everywhere there are things that you love. Take me, for example.
Yeah.
I love lamp. I also love computer, and I love phone, and I love the TMOS shopping center. Because when I visit the TMOS shopping center, I can buy lamps, phones, computers, or anything I want.
Yeah.
Mm. The sky's the limit, thanks to Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. A virtual trip to the TMOS shopping center. You know, when I read everything that's on the page in front of me and you make a typo, it usually makes me look like a complete fool. Let me read it exactly the way it was. The sky is the limit, thanks to Macy's.com. Target.com and Walmart.com. Just make sure you access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through the banners on our website. You can't miss them. It costs you nothing but means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, the quintessential quartet of online quality. Buy yourself something nice. And remember to love your lamp long and hard. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, February 26th, 2019. Rob Spear.
Do you still follow the Columbus Blue Jackets?
Oh, my gosh. I'm a season ticket holder. Yeah. I fly into Ohio every single weekend.
National Hockey League team, and their coach is named John Tortorella. And yeah, I remember
Tortorella's been around the league a lot. He's been around the league for a while.
I remember back in the old days when you would cover a press conference, you'd have to actually like plug into a box where you would get the sound for your press conference. But now all the reporters just record on their phone and put their phone up on the podium, right?
And he's a hothead, so I hope he said something bad.
Well, this actually, I think he handled this really well. He was annoyed that one of the reporters' phone kept ringing while he was doing his press conference.
Okay, he's so good. Tortorella's good. He's been in the, you know, he was a Rangers coach for a while.
So he answered it.
Mrs. Reed? Hi, this is John Tortorella. I'm in the middle of a press conference here, and you're no, that's okay. I'd rather talk to you than your husband, I mean, your son, so. I'll be done in about 5 minutes. I've seen you call a few times, so it's rude of him not to call you back, but he's busy right now. It's nice talking to you. Okay, have a nice day.
He's got a great personality. I've always liked him as a coach. Really good guy.
Let's stay in the arena of sports. The Jacksonville University baseball team, they were having a game just this past evening, or past the weekend, I believe, and I love when baseball announcers get a chance to comment on something other than baseball. Okay. What happened is an osprey, of course you're in Florida, an osprey flew into the field carrying a fish, but then was attacked.
My favorite bird, by the way, my favorite raptor. Absolutely. Ospreys are, I think, the phenomenal birds. Really
well,
fun.
He was being attacked by a bald eagle, so he dropped the fish behind second base.
Yeah, and eagles and ospreys hate each other.
So here's the play-by-play. I think it's pretty good.
We got a flyover, and I mean a hawk. And he just dropped a fish in the outfield. It's an osprey out there that just dropped a fish out in shallow right field. And now a bald eagle has entered the scene, and everything has come to a halt. The eagle comes in, chases the osprey away, makes him drop the fish, and now the eagle is Connor Stevens is going out into shallow right. Is he going to go try and get the fish before the eagle gets it? The eagle circling overhead. Stevens has the fish wrapped up in a towel, and he makes his way back over to the home dugout.
There you go. I love that.
That's awesome.
And I love the fact they had organ music for it.
Somebody told me, I don't know whether it's true or not because I am not an expert, but that the ospreys move the eagles out and the eagles move the ospreys out.
Really?
And that's they're territorial. And, you know, we up in Maine, for example, one season we'll have ospreys all over the place. Another season we'll have the eagles.
That's crazy.
You know, Glenn Fry and Don Henley. Everybody will be there.
This is a feel-good story, a little selfish for running it, but it's brief. Last night on Raw, the wrestling show, Roman Reigns returned. I don't know if you remember. I think last year he took a leave of absence because he was fighting leukemia. And this is a moment that I very much enjoyed. And if you've ever been touched by leukemia, you will love this moment too.
So when I tell you this, I am so grateful. I'm so humbled and I'm so honored to announce this. I'm in remission, y'all.
Oh, that's great.
So with that being said, the big dog is back!
Then he snapped a guy's leg.
That's right. But the leg was in remission. So that's
good. It was.
But congratulations to Roman Reigns, and to let people know that if you're facing that, it is treatable, it is curable, and hang in there.
Hope he goes on holiday.
This is a Roman holiday.
I don't
holiday.
Know why I made a Roman holiday. That was just for you. I just made a queenier joke than you could ever make in a month. And I just did Roman holiday. I don't even know the movie.
Mike,
I just know the title.
She pretended to not be a princess.
Okay. Rob beat me on it. He outqueened me. Yay.
Yay. I'm so proud. Hey, good news, Oscar.
Yes.
David Hasselhoff took the time yesterday to roll his window down and drunkenly, allegedly slur his way through the fact that Knight Rider's coming back.
Ooh. Knight Rider is a project that I've been working on for, like, Forrest Gump.
Oh, no.
Can he just shut up?
Is he driving?
No.
He's like, got an alcohol problem, and he can't shut
he
his...
Can't shut
what
up.
An idiot.
My
what
favorite,
an idiot.
Before, I'll go back to it, but just remember, he's the guy that when he was eating the hamburger drunk on the floor, he combined the words yes and no and said, nope. Okay, David Hasselhoff in a car.
Knight Rider is a project that I've been working on for, like, Forrest Gump for a long time. It's in the hands of the right people. You got the right take on it. And I'm going back tomorrow. I can't talk about it yet because we don't know whether it's going to be the movie or the series or both. I'm hoping it's a TV series because that's what I like.
I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know. I've been talking a
He's
lot.
He's excited. Hey. He's excited. He goes out and gets drunk. I'm not supposed to tell you what's happening.
The only thing that I wish it had been in a studio setting, so it would have like pulled them in close and said, I'm not
Come
supposed
here.
To talk about this.
Get close.
But it's in the hands of all the right people.
Which camera I look at?
Hey, listen. I just wanted to tell you things are really going okay with that. Can't tell you what's going on.
Mr. Hasselhoff, are you prepared to reboot the show?
Yum.
That's your magic audio form. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Another one is in the can. I hope this goes viral. I'll do the entire closed drum. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you get a message or...
Oh, no.
Something you want to hear on the audio, the mailbag. Send it to Robitsbeats at MichaelMaraShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift. Give it to yourself or something. It's easy as pie. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. I gotta go. So long.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
Goodbye, duties.